Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life and business. And before we get started, I just really want to just share continued prayers to all the victims and their families with this horrific accident in D.C. It's like, seriously, 2025, come on, we need a break. So I just want to make sure I share that. And of course, I always want to share that you are part of the brighter side of life. And I hope that you really learn, listen, and have fun with me. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, we've got a great show. And I want to invite you to my next mixer. That is happening February 20th, 5 to 8 at Palm Garden Hotel. And all you have to do is text us, Mixer, and one of our team members will get back with you to get you on that list and get registered so that you can share your business. With that, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole entire day. And so what is your positive thought that you're thinking? And of course, really just put it out there to the universe.
I hope that you are doing an incredible out there, and I hope that you are enjoying some of this little raindrops and rainfall. And of course, we've got an incredible weekend ahead of all of us. And I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. I am super excited to have a new sponsor and a new friend. Of course, he's not a new friend. He's a friend that has been a life friend. Our kids actually went to school, and his beautiful, lovely wife has been my friend for a long time. And of course, we're talking about Sam Haas. He's a registered financial consultant, financial planner, fiduciary, and founder of Haas Financial. Sam Haas has been 34 years of experience doing this, and he will enlighten us every week from now on going forward, and we'll be able to ask him questions. So I'm super excited because I always have questions, and my husband's like, do you have to ask another? Yes. Like, you know, I mean, I always have to ask questions. You don't ask, you don't get. And that's really how my life works. And so I am so excited. Today, we're going to be talking about income planning and, of course, kind of just planting the seeds right now of really just introducing Sam. He had a show on KVTA. And of course, now I get to hang out with him on our show and share him again. So I am super excited. Sam, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Wow, Kim, thank you. That was so wonderful. I appreciate that. I'm so excited to be working with you finally. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to share a lot of stories. We're going to give a lot of information and share a lot of education in this field of ours. A lot of people are confused, unfortunately, especially when it comes to income planning. So right up front, I want to tell you that, you know, I always read your articles, and you write so well, and I really enjoy reading it. It's well written. And, you know, all these years the kids went to school, I always, you know, I didn't know you, you know, I mean, I know you, but, you know, my wife is more closer to you and stuff. And I would always say, you know, Kim is such a good energy. She's got this great, calm exposure that, you know, she's little, but she really is.
Little but mighty, okay? That's what it's all about, right? Yeah.
The warm heart. Great energy. So I appreciate All you do with our community and bring all the great stuff, great information. And my heart goes out to all the folks with fires that we've had. And we are here. I want everyone to know we're here to help. Every which way we can help, we're here to do. So just call our office, Haas Financial, right here in Westlake, 747-220-6751. We'll be there for you. So very good. I'm excited to be joining your show.
Well, thank you, Sam. And yes, we do have a lot of good memories. And of course, your beautiful daughters and my kids, they all grew up together and went to same school. And all, of course, thank God they're all really successful and doing their own thing, right? There's many roads to success. And as we talk about many roads to success, we're talking about income planning. I mean, a lot of us jump in and we don't really know what to do. And then there's some of us that maybe haven't made, the best decisions or have had unfortunate things. Like I just met a lady, I was down in Palm Springs and she was, one of the unfortunate ones that lost her home in the fire. And she's like, I don't know what else to do now. She just lost her husband and now her world is starting all over again. And so we do reach different chapters in our life. And so this is really going to be fun to have you really be able to share with us some of the things that we can learn. And of course, you specialize in that estate planning and retirement planning. And then you're going to cover even topics like insurance, tax, and investment planning. Isn't that correct?
I mean, before we get started, I really need to make a point of this that I'm not a CPA and I'm not an attorney, and we don't give legal advice or tax advice. But in our business as a financial planner, fiduciary field, we always work with first of all, financial planning process itself involves a lot of tax information, and then products that we work with, investments, insurance products. All of these things always have some sort of tax benefit that we need to bring to your attention. We work closely with CPAs and attorneys all the time to make sure you win as an individual that needs advice. And so that is really important that people also understand in today's world, it's really important that you work with a fiduciary because I have a recourse. If I give you wrong advice, and it causes you problems and anything down the road, I would probably choose to work with a fiduciary because there are a lot of advisors out there that they recommend stuff and it may not be the best thing for you. The other thing is a story. I'd like our audience to kind of picture where I came from. I came to this country when I was only 14 years old, and my parents had bought a home in Florida to come and go on summertime, like a summer vacation home. And when they came back after they were here visiting, my dad used to come to the United States, work with the government and all the work that he did. He found out there's going to be problems, so he sent the two boys out to United States, and about a year after, all the problems broke loose, and he called one day, says, "Son, we're gonna have to sell the home because there are problems here. We cannot send you money." I said, "Dad, you're not going to send the money. In fact, I'm going to go to work." Because I love to work, at those age groups. I still do. I mean, today I don't know what to do with myself if I don't work, And I said, "Don't worry about it. We'll make it all good." So I went to work, and the house was like 3 months behind, and we Paid the mortgage payments and put myself through college. And the reason I share this story is because I appreciate folks that come to me with their money, hard-earned savings, all of these years. I want them to know I don't take this lightly. It's your money, and I'm going to treat it like the way it's supposed to be treated, to be protected, to make sure that your money not only is protected, at the same time it will grow at the reasonable growth rate. And some people come and say, okay, Sam, I want it to grow faster, or this piece of money, I want it to go really aggressive. Well, we could do that. That's not a problem. But most retirees, they understand they want to protect their funds and also have growth. And later on, we'll talk about the tax bucket planning and investment planning and income plan, all of these stuff we'll talk about. But I just want to make sure we kind of paint the picture of how I operate, and what's there's no hidden agenda. As a fiduciary, we put everything on the table. Okay.
Oh, and how did you become a fiduciary?
Well, but it's a long process. You got it. In this business, you're always going to school. You're always doing continued education every year. I had to go to UCLA. I took summers and went to classes in UCLA, took financial planning courses that you have to take and be able to get the designation. So, and also licensing in the state of California, you have to, every state, you have to take the 3065 to be a fiduciary.
Right. Wow. Okay. And did you always know you wanted to work with other people's money?
Funny thing you ask, I did computer sciences back in college years, and I tried to land a job back then, 1985. I had a dream to work at the Cape Canaveral, and where the shuttle operation takes place. And the shuttle blew up. That was the Challenger, or I don't remember what they called it, but there was a lady teacher on that, and that thing blew up. I watched it literally in the backyard, and I couldn't believe my eyes. And and that was right when I graduated, and I was trying to get a job, and all the programmers were getting laid off at that time.
Oh.
So I started doing this work back in the day, and with a major insurance company, Fortune 500 companies, they were after me. And I said, okay, and I started it. I did so well at it, I never looked back. I just did and just did this, and I and it's done great for me. I love what I do. I enjoy meeting people, spending time with them, resolve their problems. A lot of people don't know what they want, and they come here and we'll sit down, ask a whole bunch of questions, and figure out what their needs are and help them
That's
to
great. So you kind of give them
resolve
like
them.
a kind of get them organized, right? Their money organized and their future and all that. I love that. I hear a lot of
Right.
people that always are asking when to collect Social Security. Is that something that we're talking about?
Social Security, it's big, and there are a lot of changes happened back almost 8 years ago with Social Security. And we definitely cover some of the rules with Social Security in another session. But for today, the main topic that I'd like to address is income planning, because in the United States, I've noticed that they do a wonderful job showing people, educating you on how to accumulate wealth and which stock to buy, which the fund to buy, which ETF to buy, and this and that, right? But when it comes down to retirement planning and income planning primarily, people are clueless as far as all the rules and regulations that goes into income planning to make sure that they don't run out of money in their 80s and 90s. And we'll cover some of these topics as we go through. and making sure that you don't get into trouble, right? So before that, I want to repeat my phone number. People that have interest, they want to call 800, I mean, not the 800 number, but 747-220-6751, my office number.
Okay.
And our website, Hoss, HOSS, like Sam, financial.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff there on our site. You could even listen to some of my archived show on the website, and that kind of gives you a way to connect with our office.
I love that. I
Okay.
love that. You also do a lot of dinners, right? I want to invite our listeners to those dinners because I know you have a couple coming up. So I definitely want to do that too.
Exactly. So yeah, we do have seminars, educational seminars, and the first one coming up. Actually, these are the third and fourth one this year already, in 2025. First one is at the Southern Mill Steakhouse in Simi Valley. That's on February 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And the second one, it's in Oxnard, BJ's Brewery in Oxnard. That's on February 12th at 6 p.m. And whatever that's closer to you, call our office, and our manager Denise will give you a call back, and either secure an appointment for us to meet in the office or at the workshop, whatever it works. It's dinner workshop, so it's fun. We'll have fun with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there too.
Yeah.
So gosh, this is gonna be, we have like 3 minutes left. Okay. This went by so fast, but I am
Yeah.
super excited to have you on. You're gonna be on every week. So we'll have kind of a money moment, and really just how to get your money, making money for you, right? So that's really
Yeah.
what it's all about. And so, I mean, we just have those incredible interest rates. They're probably changing a little bit now. I don't even know where they're at, but I know that you're going to be able to help us so much. So let me ask you, first of all, Sam Haas, leave us with one thought, the brighter side of our money.
Great question. But before we close the show, I want to make sure people understand income planning. It's a projection that we look at your income sources, which is your Social Security, any income from pensions, and all the income sources. Then we look at your expenses, right? And inflation, and we run the report to show you. If you go the way you're going, would you run out of money at the age 80 or 90, right?
Right.
And that's what people want. That's what everybody wants to know today. And
How long your money is going to last you?
before even we talk about any products, it's just like going to the doctor. Doctor's going to need to do x-rays and lab tests and this and that before they write the prescription. So the income planning, it's all about making sure that you don't run out of money. And that's kind of really what most people want in this day and age. And of course, growth. And we all talk about Charles Schwab and all the investments that we do on the side. And I work with it's the 16th fastest RIA in the country, Foundation. Is the company I work with, and Charles Schwab and Fidelity, of course, they're the custodian. So that kind of gives you a little bit of background about me. I know I kind of we went through stuff very fast, but it's good. People want to get to the bottom of it, and that's what we are here for.
Yeah, and trust me, I mean, we want to know what to do with our money. So basically, you're asking everybody to call you, give out your number one more time so that you can actually see and help them know where how to make their money grow. And again, for our listeners that are retiring. This is so helpful, right? Because you can't retire if you don't have enough money. How are you going to pay?
Right.
You have your social security, but we're going to talk about that. So I'm really excited to have you be on board with me. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your phone number and your
Thank you.
website one more time, Sam.
Sure. So the office number is 747-220-6751. And the website is hossfinancial.com. And come and claim your income plan, right? That's
There you go.
the yeah. And I used to charge for this, and now for our audience, I won't charge a penny to do the financial plan and the income plan. And it takes a good 2, 3, 4 hours to do it, depending on your work. And next week we'll talk about the what do you call investments and all that good stuff that most people want to hear about. So we'll have some good news for you next week.
There you go. Sam,
Yeah.
thank you again. Of course, Sam Haas. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, and again, welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, my next guest is Andy Phillips. He's the Vice President of the Tax Institute at H&R Block. Andy, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, and, of course, we're looking at doing our taxes. It's that time again, right? And what we need to do.
Absolutely. So it is that time of year. For me, it's my favorite time of year. We're based in Kansas City, so my Kansas City Chiefs are obviously having another great season. But more importantly,
they're mine. We're on the same page. Okay, I already
All right. So it's a good time.
My daughter got engaged at their game out in Kansas, so it's just good. We're watching them.
Well, congratulations for that. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk what people need to know. We can get in a little more detail in a minute, but let's just start with the idea of filing early. Sometimes people, because they're stressed by their taxes, they put it off to the last minute. Here's the thing. There's a lot of benefits for filing your taxes as soon as you're ready. First, if you're due a refund, you're going to get your refund much earlier. The sooner you file, the sooner the IRS and any states are going to process your return and get you a refund. Okay. Another reason is that you can reduce the potential for tax ID theft. So the sad reality is a lot of our information is out there. Bad actors have it now. Only one return can be filed with the IRS under a given Social Security number. So if you file early, you prevent a bad actor from using your information to file a tax return. Another thing is that you avoid the last-minute rush, which often leads to mistakes. And even if you expect to owe taxes, even if you file today, you still have until April 15th to make payment. And I don't know about you, but I sure would want to know as early as possible if I'm going to have to make a payment so I can make a plan for how I'm going to get that covered. You wait to the last minute, you don't have that capability to have a couple months to plan.
Oh, so you're saying file as early as possible, but you don't have to pay right away. And then you have up until April 15th to make those payments or to figure out if there's anything different you could do. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. And what about the people that, don't file early and want an extension? Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, certainly an extension is always an option. The important thing to know that an extension of time to file is just that, but it is not an extension of time to pay. So even if you request an extension at the end of tax season, out in April, you want to make sure that you estimate how much you're going to owe and you make a payment to the IRS to avoid any penalties or interest.
Okay. So pay no matter what, even if you want an extension. Okay.
Yep.
But you are saying that there are advantages for filing early. And what about e-filing?
Yeah, so e-file is just simply the ability to submit your return electronically to the IRS as opposed to submitting via paper where you mail it. A lot of benefits to electronic filing. It's available to the vast majority of people, so I strongly encourage folks to choose that over paper mailing. It's more secure, and if you do a refund, your return is going to be processed more quickly. You're going to get that money back more quickly as well.
Okay, and now I know that because of all the fires and stuff, have they given us an extension? Is that correct?
Yeah. Look, sadly, we've seen a lot of natural disasters in the last several years.
Yeah.
And people that are impacted by natural disasters may have some uncertainty around tax impacts. And so for some disasters, there was some legislation that passed at the end of 2024 that provides a variety of favorable tax treatments, like it gave some special rules for people that have what we call a casualty loss from a disaster, which means you had a loss, maybe your car was ruined, losses that are not reimbursed by insurance. It allows people to deduct those and still claim the standard deduction, which is a big change because only about 10% of people do the opposite, which is itemized right now. Unfortunately, that law only applied to disasters that started before December 12, 2024. So right now, the LA, the Los Angeles area fires are not covered by that, but we will be watching to see if Congress passes something. What the people do need to know, though, is that if you're in an area impacted by the fires, for example, all of Los Angeles County, the IRS did provide an extension of time to both file and pay for this year due to those impacts. So you have until October 15th. Again, here's the thing. If you're ready to file and you have all your documents, especially if you're due a refund, just because you can wait doesn't mean it's in your best interest to do so. You probably want to get that refund as soon as possible.
Okay. Okay. And of course, if you're paying, maybe not, right? And so it just depends. But you need to file no matter what before the 15th. Yep. So talk to us about exceptions. Is there any exceptions to the rules?
And what, I guess, what do you mean by that one?
I don't know. Is there any exceptions? Like, is there anything that people don't know about with taxes that you can kind of enlighten us with?
Oh, sure, sure. Let's talk about some tax changes for this year. First,
okay.
So the reporting threshold for people who, you know, sell things online through an online marketplace, like maybe an Etsy or even like a StubHub, or who provide goods or services and take payment through an online, like a third-party payment app, think like a Venmo or PayPal. Anyone who in 2024 did that and had over $5,000 or more in transactions is going to get a 1099-K for the first time for a lot of them. Why that is because the threshold dropped dramatically from $20,000 and you had to have 200 transactions to just $5,000 this year. So if you're one of those folks that gets one for the first time, you want to make sure you understand what that means to your taxes and you don't unnecessarily pay more tax than you're required to, because you probably have some expenses to offset the face amount shown on that form 1099-K.
Okay, so when you get one of those from Square or from Venmo or PayPal or any of those, I mean, like some people pay their rent on there, some people buy product, right? I mean, so you need to go through and itemize them so you're not just paying that face value, correct?
Well, there's that. So the way the rules are supposed to work is it's only supposed to apply to like the sale of goods or business transactions. So in most of those apps, you can classify if it's just a personal payment, like, hey, I'm reimbursing my friend for dinner because they paid for dinner and I'm just paying for my half. So those really shouldn't get picked up on the 1099-K. You have a business and you're using, if you have a business and you're using that, you know, that one of those apps to take payment, make sure you separate and classify those as business transactions. Most all the apps allow you to do that, so you keep your personal stuff out. But if you didn't do that, then you're right. There is a process where you can go and back those out to make sure you don't pay tax on things that aren't actually taxable transactions, like maybe someone who's just reimbursing you for a cup of coffee.
Got it. Or somebody that is like paying you rent. How does that work? Let's talk about that.
Well, technically rent is taxable. Even if you have a roommate and you rent out a room to them, you do need to be reporting that rental income. Generally, there's a specific schedule you report that on. But again,
right,
there are expenses you can take to reduce that income. So, again, the face value is not necessarily the amount you need to pay tax on, but you need to do your homework, or if it's your first year and you're really unsure, maybe speak with an expert to make sure that you get it right and you're not unnecessarily leaving money on the table.
I love it. I love it. Andy Phillips, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. And how do we find out more about you and, of course, about H&R Block?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find more at www.hrblock.com. And thank you so much for having me today. It's been my pleasure.
You got it. Have a great rest of your year. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Dr. Heidi Taylor is a licensed clinical and depth psychologist specializing in family law, couples, grief and loss, trauma, and complicated bereavement. She sees children, adolescents, and adults, individuals, couples, and families. She's a court-approved supervised visitation monitor for Ventura County monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. Dr. Taylor is the author of Tales of Awakening, Coming Back to Life Again After a Period of Emotional Deadness, about recovery from traumatic grief. Dr. Taylor welcomes you to reach out at 805-732-9446 anytime. That's 805-732-9446. Or you can go to her website at drtaylorsv.com. That's drtaylorsv.com. Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in, staying with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm Kim. And of course, my next guest is Cindy McMenamin. Did I say that right, Cindy?
McMenamin. Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. McMenamin. And of course, she is an award-winning writer, national speaker, who has ministered to women for over 40 years, or actually nearly 40 years, right? You're like me. And you have authored 17 books. Oh my gosh, I love it. When Women Walk Alone, and that actually, oh my gosh, that was like 160 copies sold. And of course, when women,
yeah,
I mean, 160,000. I forgot that part, but that's the main part. I'm like, wow, wow. And of course, When Women Overcome Life's Hurts. And so you have helped so many women. I love this. And of course, we're talking about your newest book, The New Loneliness. And what does that exactly mean? It's funny. And I thought, you know, Donna always brings me the best people, and such a great timing, because yesterday I last minute just called up a couple friends and said, do you want to meet? And so we had like four people meet, and I could tell even like on the social, people were like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me? And everybody was there. It was like, they hugged me. They were like, I needed this so bad. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need that. So again, talk to us a little bit about the new loneliness.
Well, loneliness has always been a part of a person's existence, right? Especially when we don't really have what I believe we need, and that's that close relationship with God. But the new loneliness is that deeper ache we're feeling these days because of our reliance on technology and the diminishing element of human interaction and touch in our lives. What you did by reaching out to some friends is one of the things I recommend in my book, The New Loneliness, because we can suddenly just wake up one day and go, how long has it been since I've had eye contact, since I've heard someone's voice instead of just texting, since I've had a hug and been around people? Because today, with our post-COVID isolation habits, with our reliance on tech, with the intimacy that we seem to have with our electronic devices more than with other people.
Yes.
Wow.
100%, because I love my home. So I could totally stay in home, you know, stay inside, take a little walk, let the dog out. You know, my husband and I will take a walk, but I'm like, sometimes you just need people, right?
Yes. And I'm an extrovert. I'm a people person. But even there was a time in my life recently, before I wrote this book, where my daughter walked into my study and said, Mom, you don't have any friends anymore. You never really get out and get with people. And I'm not just talking about your clients and people you talk with on the phone or email. And I thought, she's right. We can very subtly get caught up in that new loneliness where we just aren't having the human interaction that we used to, and it's impacting us.
And I can't agree with you more, because I am super social, and I love that. And my husband and I have been traveling,
And when you mm-hmm. travel, you're not really available. And so even though you're interacting with other people, it's not like your group, you know?
Right.
And so you're right. You can lose friendships and, you know, kind of get disconnected. So how is the perspective you had on writing The New Loneliness over the, you know, I mean, what made you write this?
Well, you mentioned earlier my book, When Women Walk Alone, that was really my breakout book, my bestseller, and that was written 20 years ago. And I happened to meet with my publisher to talk about what more can we do with the book, When Women Walk Alone, but it was also the day after the U.S. Surgeon General declared a health alert in this country, calling it an epidemic of loneliness. And my editor had leaned across the table and he said, Cindy, if you were to write your book, When Women Walk Alone, today, would you write it any differently than you did 20 years ago? And I said, absolutely, because there was no social media. You know, when I wrote that book, there were no post-COVID isolation habits. There was no ultra-reliance on our screens and all the habits that we have today. And, you know, the impact of, you know, that deeper loneliness women will feel just after spending time on social media and all of that. And so we started talking about how can my editor and publisher said, why don't you talk about this new loneliness that's afloat? And we began talking about that whole topic of the new loneliness. And I began to talk to more women and say, okay, how have you been affected by loneliness in the last 5 years? And what are you doing about it? And it's something that surpasses age and stage of life. I'm talking to 20 and 21-year-olds who are very lonely in college or not in college. I'm talking to young moms who feel lonelier than ever because they feel all this pressure of everything they're reading that they should be doing, and they don't know how to do the right thing. I'm talking to empty nesters. I'm talking to women in retirement. And then I'm just talking with career women or entrepreneurs like me who sit at home in front of a computer most of the day.
Me
and
too.
We're experiencing, yes, the screens over faces and losing a little bit of what we had before.
Right.
I actually
right.
have even a, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even if you're doing, you know, Zoom meetings and stuff, there's nothing like the human touch, the energy that flows, you know?
Yes, and we recognize that once we get in front of people again. And we say, wow, this we really can go deeper in this conversation. When I look into this woman's eyes as she's talking and I see her eyes tear up, there's a whole lot more going on than if this were through text or through email or even in a video conference. We tend to get more real with each other because we've got, you know, that human interaction again, and the screens are taking so much from us. I feel like they're kind of blocking us, and we don't do that intentionally. It's a very subtle thing that can happen if we aren't aware and asking ourselves, when's the last time I was rubbing shoulders with other people? When's the last time I was, you know, getting that eye contact or reaching out and touching someone?
I love that. So What do you share some tips and strategies that people
Absolutely.
Can use? Okay,
yes.
I want to hear. Okay, let's get to the positive side of this because there is, you know what? I mean, even just walking outside, you know, or walking in a mall or just getting yourself outside of your doors. That's the biggest thing, right?
Exactly. And sometimes someone can be in a room full of people or let's say walk in the mall and then begin to feel lonely too because they look around and they say, I have no one or I still feel alone. So I've divided my book into three sections, reconnecting with God, reconnecting with your own heart and hurt, and then reconnecting with others because I think that's a three-stage process. And as we get to know who we are in our and our value in God's eyes, we can then begin to look at maybe the issues in our lives and things that might be preventing us from reaching out to others. A lot of us have been hurt in relationships, and we get the idea that if I keep others at a distance, I'll be better off. I won't be as hurt. They don't want to take that risk. So in my book, I do address that, you know, about learning to trust again, about the friendship difficulties and things like that. And in every chapter, I give the reader some application steps, some things that she can do. And many of these involve, first of all, taking the initiative. We sometimes wait till others reach out to us, and that makes us go further into our loneliness. Or we mean well and say we'll get together soon, but then it doesn't happen. So one of the things I say is, you know, take that risk, reach out to others who have you not talked with in a while that you can reconnect with by simply saying, let's get together for lunch. Or even if it's a FaceTime instead of just a text or an email, or do you know how many times you've thought about someone and you thought you contacted them, but looking back now, you never told them what you were thinking. It was just going on in your head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You could even do a little video. Hey, I'm so busy, but I'm thinking of you, and, you know, and then send it to them.
Yes.
There's so many ways to connect.
One of the things I recommend is when we are feeling lonely and wishing somebody would reach out to us, if we reach out to somebody else, that's the first step. And sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, who can I encourage today? Like you said, who can I send a video to saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. Praying for you. We should get together soon. And as we seek to pour into others, as we reach out to others, a lot of times that comes back to us. Either that 100%. Person ends up becoming a closer friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we, or somebody else comes around and reaches out to us. What goes around comes around in that way.
100%. And you know what? Even, you know, you walk into a store, I'm like, a talker. So obviously, you know, I guess I'm in the right business right here. But, you know, you walk in and you're like, oh my God, I love your, you know, your jacket. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, oh my gosh, you've got a great smile. You can open up doors all over the place. And then, you, I mean, a lot of times it's like, God, I didn't realize we had so much in common. Where do you live? You know? And then it just opens up the door. So you can make friends anywhere. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, I love that. And where are you located?
Smiling. Oh, I'm in San Diego County.
Oh,
North
you're
San
out
Diego
here.
County,
okay. I used to have a women's group, and there's still part of me that, you know, having your tribe, it just makes it feel so good that you have, like, people that you can go to. What's your thought on that?
In the last chapter of my book called The Loneliness of Independence and Embracing the Beauty of Community, I talk about finding your sameness. And I think it's the same as, like you said, finding your tribe. And that is that we crave sameness with other people, that relatability. Who is going through something that I'm going through, or who has been here before me? And whether it's finding others with kids the same age as yours, or finding others in the same kind of same place in their marriage, or just in your season of life, and finding that sameness kind of opens that door to bonding, to feeling seen and heard, to growing closer to somebody. So I recommend, first of all, surrounding yourself with others who are like you, with others who can encourage you. There are those who bring you up, and there are those who bring you down, and we usually know who those people are. Seek to be the person who brings others up, and then find the people who are that in your life. And then, you know, seek out one or two accountability partners to help you grow. We all need fine-tuning friends who can tell us the difficult things that will help us grow socially and emotionally and spiritually. And then start pouring into others and see how God then pours into you. Again, seek to encourage, to build somebody else up. And like you said, walking into a store smiling, complimenting someone, I have seen that go so many ways, not only when I do it, but I'm beginning to notice other people are doing that more too. If all I do is smile, you know, and make eye contact, that tells me other people are really wanting to talk and connect as well.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. And of course, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we're on the last part of our show, and we had some incredible guests. And of course, you can find our show on most podcasts. So of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Cindy, and we're talking about her newest book, When Women Walk. That was your most biggest seller. I'm sure this will be
due. The New Loneliness.
But really the new loneliness. You know, have you ever had friends that you thought you were so close with, everything was so good, and all of a sudden they kind of don't want to be friends with you, or they just,
you know, like, go away. What happened? What is that?
You know, clearly there are some friendships that are four seasons of life. Sometimes when our sameness is a certain way and, you know, we're around other moms whose kids are growing up, but we might move, or sometimes life just happens that takes us different directions, and that's nothing we should take personally. Other times there's maybe a personality difference or a misunderstanding, and those can really hurt when we feel it's a personal rejection. And I've had situations where I've tried to reach out and solve that with words, and I ended up just praying about it and waiting until it seems like God had softened their heart, and then we had talked and reconciled. And there are other times when that didn't happen, and it just hurt me deeply. And I had to realize that sometimes we have to take that as a learning experience, to learn what we can through it, but to not give up risking another relationship. You know what? That didn't work out, but that doesn't mean I can never have friends again. That doesn't mean I can never reach out again, because anytime we love another, we make ourselves vulnerable, and there will be pain there in one way or another. Love does hurt sometimes.
That's right. Yeah.
Up.
And it
we
doesn't mean you don't want to open up your heart to somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
You know, and it could not even be you. It could be them,
right.
You know, and so it's like, give them grace and let them go. And, you know, if it comes back
yes.
to you, right? I mean, that's like
right.
an old saying from a long time
many,
ago.
Yeah, many times people who hurt people. So many times it isn't you. It isn't me. It's what somebody else is going through and how they might have lashed out. Maybe they just need time. And like you said, forgiveness, grace, extending that, and then moving forward, going with the goers if we have to do that.
I love it. And let me ask you, I mean, I really want to say this to our listeners right now. You don't have to lower yourself or change who you are because you think they didn't like you.
Exactly. And you know, I had to learn that when
yeah,
I went through
I
difficulty
did too.
With someone recently. You know, I remember saying, you know, God, please change me. Make me a different kind of person. Help me not to talk so much. I feel like I run over people. Help me to be quieter. Help me to be this and that. And I mentioned that to my sister, and she looked at me and she said, God made you the way you are for a purpose. Your life has impacted others because of who you are. Just because it rubs someone the wrong way does not mean there's something defective in you. And those words were healing. I needed to hear them at the time. And, you know, it was wonderful because God brought other people into my life who said something similar without me even telling them what had gone on. And it was just that affirmation. And that's why it's so important to just know who we are, to know our value as a created in the image of God, as a person that
we're all perfectly, you know, we're all individually perfect.
And we're all so different. And those differences aren't wrong. They're just different. And they help us grow and actually deepen our relationships sometimes when we work through those differences.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to what you said, finding your sameness. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like, you know, when you find people that get you and, you know, that love who you are, and even if it's for a season or, you know, a reason, I guess, right? Just go with it, because I think the best thing that you need to do is to be your best friend, your own cheerleader, and be in love with who you are and just keep being your best and staying in your own lane.
Yes, and having that attitude, we can so easily just condemn ourselves. We can so easily shame ourselves. We can so easily let that inner critic tear us down, and that's when we have to say, nope, I'm not listening to that voice. I'm going to be the best friend I can be for everybody around me.
I
know that's going to bless me personally.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And, of course, please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And, of course, it's the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And where do our listeners find you? And I know that you wanted to give away a couple books, and I'm excited for our listeners.
So, of course, I want to open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. You can text us and just put Cindy's book, or you can call us. And again, Cindy, where do we find you in your
You can find me at strengthforthesoul.com. That's strengthforthesoul.com. You can also find the book anywhere you buy books. It's available on Amazon, too, The New Loneliness.
Good job, lady, and thank you again. I'd love to connect with you and have you back.
I would love that, too. Thanks, Kim.
All right, take care. All right, we are at the end of our show, and, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. That is just so in line with what we've been talking about, and you are just perfect the way you are. This is Kim, and you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business, and I'll talk to you next week.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.